Now, what happens in chapter 32, which we skipped, it's interesting. Chapter 32 is, it wasn't in the original pamphlets of Tanya. Tanya was a collection of pamphlets, and then the Alter Rebbe handed in the pamphlets, and they bound them into one printed book. The Alter Rebbe wrote chapter 32 when the book became a bound book. It was written afterwards. And you can kind of tell how chapter 31 flows right into 33, and the 32 is somewhat of an interruption. So why was 32 placed there? So some people say, oh, I know why 32 was placed there, because 32 is about loving your fellow Jew. Loving your fellow Jew is the heart of all Tanya. Heart is Lev, Lamed, Base, 32. And it's a mnemonic, yes, and there's truth to it. But come on, you think the Alter Rebbe put the chapter where it was just to be cute? Oh, love your fellow Jew. Love is heart. Lev, 32. Lamed, Base, 32. 32. You think he interrupted the flow when the whole book so far has been so systemized and so exact and so... It's where it is for an exact reason. And here's the reason. I'm going to do a little test. Can anybody tell me the first line of chapter 31 by heart? Okay, can anyone tell me the first line of chapter 32 by heart? Don't be shy. Okay, don't tell it to me. Raise your hand meekly if you know the first line of chapter 32 by heart. Okay, all the Lubavitchers, fine. Okay, so listen. Okay, all right. Let me ask you a question. If I ask you, what's chapter 32 about? Lamed Beis, Lev, heart, love, love your fellow Jew. Now I come up to you on the street and I say, what's chapter 31? You say, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember. Well, why don't you know 31? You know 32. Because 32 is the heart. It's really important. What about 31? I don't know what 31 is. Okay, so let's do it. Chapter 32, Perek Lamed Beis. V'hine, al yedei, Kiyum, Adavadim, Nizkarim, Le'el. By doing the stuff that was written in the last chapter, you're going to be able to love your fellow Jew. The first line of 32 says, you know how you're really good at 31? You know that chapter backward and forward? Now it's going to be a piece of cake to love a Jew. So if you wonder, well, I know 32 and I don't love Jews. Because the first line is, by doing 31, 32 is going to show you how it's a piece of cake to love a Jew. You got to know 31, you can't do 32. There's no 32 without 31. Just like everything in Tanya, it takes you step by step by step. 32 is like this. Imagine you're at a chasana and they serve a three-course meal, gourmet. And after the meal, you're not hungry, but there's this fancy dessert. It's like a chocolate parfait. And you're patient, you know. You see how the waiter is serving the parfait to others and hasn't served you, but that's okay. You're an adult. You can wait. And then the waiter goes back to the kitchen. You haven't been served. And you're sort of looking around. Well, maybe my parfait was put next to me somewhere. No, it doesn't seem to be there. And you're looking around and you think, well, I got skipped. You know, this is, it's only right after all. I mean, not that I need the parfait. It's the principle of the matter. I mean, the host paid for this. So you say to the waiter, oh, excuse me, I didn't get a parfait. The waiter says, well, there's no more. Well, how can there be no more? There was not enough. No, there's exactly the right amount. Well, then there should be for me. I RSVP'd a month ago. I'm sorry, sir. There's no more parfaits. And you look across the chasana hall and you see some guy with a big smile and a spoon. He's even got a little chocolate smeared on his face. And he's working hard on his second parfait. And you think to yourself, what a miserable human being. What kind of human being does it? Who raised him? Who does that to other people? It's not about the parfait. It's principle. Now, scenario number two. You're at the chasana. You're looking around. Where's my parfait? Where's my parfait? You brought your family. You know, it's a family event. And you look next to you, and your little child, your sweet little boy chick or your little maidala, is sitting next to you, and you see that they're really enjoying the second parfait. And you think to yourself, well, you know, at least we're getting our money's worth over here. Now, hold on a second. How come when that stranger was eating your parfait, it killed you? And your child eats your parfait, and it's almost like, yeah, we got a second parfait. Our family, you know. Maybe not my stomach, but my child's stomach. Identification. See, you don't identify with that guy. He's an other. So his stomach is an other stomach. When the parfait is in his stomach, it's not in your stomach. And you walk into shul, he's sitting in your seat. So his body is an other body. His body is in your seat, not your body in your seat. And if he's getting attention, so his personality is the focal point, not your personality is the focal point. He's in competition with you for limited resources. But your child, no normal person feels at competition with their own child. In fact, it's almost more geschmack to have your child receive something good than to get it yourself. Because of identification, this is your child. This is me. An extension of me. So chapter 31 told me, what was chapter 31 about? Change your self-concept. Identify with the godly soul. Get frustrated and annoyed by the distractions coming from the animal soul. When I make that identity shift in self in chapter 31, now I just have to turn it outward and apply it to you in chapter 32. So chapter 32 says, you know that very difficult tool that you mastered in 31? You say, yeah, sure, I wouldn't be reading 32 if I hadn't finished 31. He says, great, now it's just an easy, straight path. Isn't that what he says? Now, by doing 31, it's an easy straight path in 32 to loving your fellow. So just, isn't that what it says? It is what it says, right? Those words mean something, right? Okay. So what do you know? So the self-concept, the shift in identity, that is Avos Yisrael.